Good day, friends. This is Steve Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises. Today, I have a sober warning to America and the nations from Cindy Jacobs. I'd like to preface it with some comments of my own. I woke and told Pam, I feel the water coming to a boil. Later, I saw a news article titled, Protest Erupting Across College Campuses Reach Boiling Point. Several commentators have said this looks like Germany in the early 30s. Pam and I have felt an escalated warning and urgency for America. It's been echoed by this 911 word from Cindy Jacobs regarding Islamist terror attacks in the U.S. Her word is affirmed by a circle of credible prophetic voices. The FBI last month warned, it's not if, but when. I feel when is upon us. I urge you to read or listen to Cindy's warning below. Take the matter to heart and share it with people who matter to you. I'd like to know what you think and what you're doing. No one wants to be an alarmist. We care about what people think of us. No one wants to be thought of as the boy who called wolf. But worse than being an alarmist and what people think of us is failing to sound an alarm which could avert or ameliorate great pain. I am not Chicken Little, and the sky is not falling, but heaven and earth are about to have a good shaking. I believe our God has staggering, glorious things to reveal in the shaking. He is revealing His glory in manifold ways in the shaking. You have a part in them. It is wisdom to know the times and what should be done. I believe the best is yet to come. I believe the nations will be filled with the glory of God, and we will see our Savior face to face. My basic view of the future is darkness overcome by prevailing light. I get this from Isaiah 60. For look, darkness will cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord will shine over you, and His glory will appear over you. A great baby is about to be born in answer to our prayers, the kingdom of God. I also believe the baby comes with birth pains. Pam has coached women in childbirth. She encourages them with, this is exciting, a baby is coming. The focus is on the prize. She does this when women are in discomfort, great pain, and sometimes doubting they can make it. The baby is the big thing. Pain is the process. It's not a small thing, but it is passing and soon forgotten. Our Lord Jesus said, a woman, when she is in travail, hath sorrow, because her hour is come. But as soon as she is delivered of the child, she remembers the anguish no more, for the joy that a child is born into the world. Paul said something similar in Romans 8, I do not count the sufferings of this present age worthy to be compared with the glory that is to be revealed in us. What if a midwife never informs a new mother there will be pain and discomfort? What if she never coaches the mother how to steel herself, prepare herself, and make it through the contractions and intense transitions? These are things not to be glossed. Cindy Jacobs' prophecy is of the threat of radical Islam on the U.S., Canada, and other nations. Her prescription is prayer, fasting, and repentance, so we may gain God's mercy and protection. Read or listen to what she says below, and let me hear your response. This is Stephen C. Johnson with Landing Strip Enterprises.